Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. It is Saturday, September the 26th, 2020, and I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me. Jim Fetzer, whistleblower, extraordinary anymore. But I want to say something before he gives his report and we have a discussion here. I've gotten word that we've got an asteroid problem. So on StuWebb.com, someplace at the end of the second column, I believe, if you're on your computer or just keep scrolling, it's the asteroid something. Now, this is a group that seems to report the truth more than any place else if we really have this problem. But I picked up from intelligence sources that there's a high probability we've got an asteroid problem before the election, folks. We're supposed to have an asteroid strike. Whether it's true or not, you know, you might monitor that site and keep an eye on it, report back and so forth. And also, Jim, I got a new message board on StuWebb.com, a First Amendment forum, I call them. And those of you that are beginning to report and report things are starting to show. But for those of you that are within government that I already identified with your IPs and put them up, that you're one of the porno kings, stay off my site. You're going to get federal charges, I guarantee you. Now, with that said, I have Jim Fetzer on with me. And Jim, what do you got to report on today besides about 10 different subjects, five? What is it?
About a half a dozen, Stu, beginning with the president's announcement of his nominee, his third, to the Supreme Court to be an associate justice who appears to be a woman by name of Amy Coney Barrett, who's been a professor of law at Notre Dame. She has an impeccable intellectual record. The Democrats are already attacking her, claiming that if she has her way, millions of people will lose their rights to health care and to choose if we want to start a family or when we grow ours. My own take is that she's not a threat to Roe v. Wade, but she is going to oppose federal funding for abortions. That's what I anticipate will come of it. They're, of course, trying to attack Trump for having mishandled the COVID-19 pandemic, but the more you review the bidding, he was actually following the experts' advice all the way until he became convinced that, in fact, what we were being told was a complete scam. And in that regard, I'm very pleased to add that the governor of Florida, DeSantis, has now relieved all COVID restrictions from the economy. He's banned any penalties refusing.
I like the guy. I like him, man. He was really excellent as a congressman or senator when he was up there drilling those FBI frigate heads and everything during the so-called investigation of Trump. But go ahead. I like
No, this is that sensational and such a great example. Let me briefly return to the court, because since she's a Catholic, during a previous conversation, Dianne Feinstein and David Durbin were attacking her over her religious faith, which is bizarre and unconstitutional, which states very baldly that no religious test may be imposed for a position in the federal government, which, of course, includes the Supreme Court. So look for that during the confirmation hearings. But given that while Lisa Murkowski and of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine indicated they were not willing to support a candidate prior to the election on 3 November,
Susan Collins, by the way, is Israeli Mossad, in case if anybody didn't know it, I'm reporting, because she is. I know it. Go ahead.
I didn't quite hear what you said, Stu.
I said Susan Collins of Maine is Israeli Mossad. I know all about her. So go ahead.
That would surprise me. I thought she was actually magnificent during the Kavanaugh hearing. She gave one of the best speeches I've ever heard coming out of the United States.
She may have, Jim, but she has played the Mossad card for many years. She ties way back to Meyer Lansky, Milman crowd, Larry Mazel crowd. She answered
to
me.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she gave one of the most magnificent speeches I've ever heard in the United States Senate, clearly reasoning through on the Kavanaugh, where the Democrats were fabricating all kinds of salacious charges against him. Meanwhile, the Compensation Accord will remain dominated by Roman Catholics. Chief Justice Roberts, a Roman Catholic, Clarence Thomas, a Roman Catholic, Samuel Alito is a Roman Catholic, Sonia Sotomayor is a Roman Catholic, Brett Kavanaugh is a Roman Catholic, Neil Gorsuch was Episcopalian, but he was raised a Roman Catholic, and then we had Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, who are Jewish, as well, of course, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So it's interesting, Stu, that it's as though the and I've had others say this to me, that the Catholics have some kind of lock on our judicial system, just as perhaps the Jews do on our financial. So that's an interesting aside. I return to Governor DeSantis. Reopening Florida, this is absolutely a sensational development. It's inspiring. Michael Bloomberg has been doing very despicable things in Florida by supporting this this project to pay the fees to get prisoners out of jail so they can vote. And he's doing it on a selective basis to get only blacks and Latinos out because he suspects they're going to vote, Democrat. It's completely outrageous. I expect he's going to be found guilty of violating the law here. It's just embarrassingly bad that we have these billionaires like this George Soros, who's as despicable as they come, and now Michael Bloomberg, where Soros has been supporting Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and sabotaging, the United States by supporting a lot of progressive candidates for district attorneys so they can make havoc of the law. It's just outrageous. These people ought to be drawn and quartered.
I understand. And this Bloomberg is an Israeli stooge once again, folks. And I say this because he came against a guy, Jim. It's just a word, but it's up on my website. People can find it in the middle column or just keep scrolling on your phone and look for a recall petition and read about what they did. Okay, this was an example of someone that needed help and attention, so I put him on the air with me, Jim. I got him the attention he needed and the volunteers he needed. He had spent $5,000 out of his own pocket for this petition called the recall petition, designed by a lawyer to do it any state in the union. All they have to do is fill in the blanks and your particular congressman or senator, whoever, and have a recall election. So I gave him some airtime. Well, within 90 days, they had the recall up and going, and 4 months later, they're having the election or whatever it is. But a county next to them, another congressman from Colorado, was also added to a recall list. People up there recalled him out of the Colorado Springs area. This guy was down a little bit south towards Pueblo, and or this gal. And they recalled them because they voted in the Colorado legislation as a congressman. They voted to take the guns away from everybody in Colorado. So they said, we're getting rid of this, Second Amendment killer. We're going to recall her. So I gave them attention time. And they got rid of them. But guess who came running in there and dumped $150,000 in each one of them's campaign? Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, he's a long-time gun grabber from way back.
Okay, I took this guy and gave him attention. He went out and got the signatures needed and got it done. It's only about $150 filing fee, and they might charge you for the voter registration, so you make sure you get good vote signatures and ask them for their IDs when you do the recall signatures. They did it over here, and, they put a stop to this bull in Independence about a year ago where they were going to change everything out or 6 months ago. All smart meters in Independence, Missouri. They said, no. They went out there, people at the street, and got this petition and put a stop to it. You have no right to put smart meters on every home in Independence by the end of 2020. No. So if people get out and do things, and we see, Jim, we see these demonstrations going on. We know it's Antifa. We know it's Black Lives Matter. We know it's funded by Soros and the Democratic Party, and it's pushed by Kamala Harris, and the violence and all this other. We know all this, but we have to also look at the bigger picture. What is their intent in the long run? What do you think it is, Jim?
Well, this is a sedition. This is treason. They're trying to overthrow the government of the United States. They want to reverse it. They want to dump capitalism. They want to impose communism. It's a classic kind of color revolution that's been taking place around the world with the support of the American government in other nations. When Barack Obama in 2012 nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 that precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States that were being used without, in order to legalize political stunts like Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas. Barack Obama, who is not an American citizen and therefore never to have been allowed to run for president of the United States, doesn't care about America, and he's been the greatest saboteur in our history. When an accurate history is written of the United States, he will be at the bottom as the lowest sewer rat the nation has ever had in high office.
Too bad we couldn't drain the swamp when he was in office, right?
Well, of course. I mean, he was aiding and abetting. He and Hillary and John Brennan, for example, created ISIS, a terrorist army in Syria, to rape and pillage and murder. I mean, this guy's as corrupt as they come.
Yep. And Hildebeest, right there with him.
Of course.
What she did over there in to Gaddafi. Oh, that was a total disgrace. I mean, I had Cynthia McKinney come on the air and talk about it. One of her whistleblowers that was working over there. I mean, it was bizarre what they did. That was all.
Yes. It was a great massacre of what may have been the most humane society ever realized on the face of Earth. Stu, Gaddafi was using the oil resources of Libya to benefit the Libyan people, national health care, national public education, $25,000 or more gifts to newlywed couples to start a family, the great waterworks project that would have turned North Africa into a...
That was so powerful. I believe that that's what it was that blew him totally out of the water. Was that waterworks?
It was that and introducing the gold dinar, which would have rapidly become the currency of all of Africa.
You're right.
So disgusting. Now, just to add a couple more elements to the big picture here, Trump is being very successful in appealing to Latino and black voters, too. We're going to see the biggest black vote for a Republican candidate in history, even before the Democrats unleash the COVID pandemic to try to undermine him. And now you find even the governor of Virginia is trying to stop a Trump rally on the grounds of public health concern. This is one of many aspects why the Democrats wanted to use this pandemic to take away the surging economy and the soaring stock market that were Trump's greatest assets. And don't think this wasn't deliberate.
This poor president has suffered illegal attacks by the Mueller crowd. And then he's got all these infiltrators. They've had assassination attempts on him. Then he gets impeached over something he didn't even do, that the government employees were targeting him. I mean, election's crap. And then we get the COVID, which is nothing but pure unadulterated political bullshit, a covert operation, a Hildebeest, I guarantee you. I heard today, or yesterday, I apologize, someone sit there and make the comment that knew her, that she feels that she won the election against Trump and she got cheated out of it.
Well, of course.
She's a
vindictive She murdered children and drank her blood.
I mean, this is a Hildebeest, I call her. Hillary Clinton. It's a beast. She's a witch. She's fifth-degree witch. Oh, she's powerful. Someone needs to take her. We need to bring her to justice. Well, go ahead, Jim. What's your report? I'm sorry. I get off on kicks on some of these politics.
Well, one of the stupid things is, you know, she has never admitted that Trump was legitimately elected. I mean, even if you assume what appears to be false that she won the popular vote, where I have a brilliant statistician who's actually published a book showing Hillary didn't even win the popular vote, she most certainly did not win the electoral vote. And then since that's how we select presidents within our constitutional system, she is the one who has never admitted that she lost, so that they're raising these ridiculous claims that Trump's not going to admit if he were to lose. Well, I'm telling you, he's not going to lose, but he's got really good reason to think they're going to try to steal the election, to which I shall turn momentarily. Trump has been very successful in pursuing black voters, Latino voters. There's been a surge toward Trump in Florida of Latino voters, as it's become more obvious that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden represent a socialist agenda. The Latinos there with their, you know, having escaped Cuba, they're very anti-socialist. The fact that one of the two candidates on Trump's short list, Barbara Loggio, is Hispanic from Florida. She appears to be Trump's second choice after Ann Comey Barrett. This has created a wellspring for Florida. DeSantis taking off the COVID restraints. I think Florida is going to go in a very big way for Donald Trump. But we had indications blacks were going for Trump before they unleashed the COVID back in December. Already Rasmussen was showing polls of likely black voters as much as 40% were already inclined toward Trump. And since the two conventions where Joe Biden in 4 days of 2 hours each, that none of the Democrats said a word about urban violence. It was an amateur performance compared to the Republican, where they had black after black after black talking about what Trump has done for the black community, including Herschel Walker, to point out he's known Trump for 37 years, and for someone to imply black was a racist was insulting to him, to suggest he'd have a 37-year friendship with a racist. I'm telling you, this is going to be huge. Now, the Democrats know what I'm talking about. They also know that Biden is suffering from dementia. Stu, it's so bad, I may have mentioned during our last report, he's in Depends. They got him in adult diapers because they're giving him anti-dementia drugs and it makes him incontinent. So they've even had staff meetings about which brand of adult diaper he ought to wear and make sure it's not visible through his clothing and doesn't crinkle when he urinates, okay? But it's much, much worse than that. It turns out that not only is Biden using a teleprompter, but they've figured out a way to cheat using an implant that goes into the brain. It's a medical device implanted in his skull. It's called the Esteem Hearing Implant. It, that goes into the skull above the ear, has two microwire probes injected into the nerves inside the ear canal. It's FDA approved, uses a bone conduction to enhance hearing, wireless, controlled by the push of a button, so the user can turn it on and off with a little device that fits in your pocket, which is how experts at Bombard's Body Language spotted the trick. Biden gets really addled during unscripted public appearances and interviews. Happened during a recent CNN town hall when someone's starts talking to Joe Biden. There are times when he gets that addled old man expression of sheer terror. He's totally lost, doesn't have a clue. But then every single time he puts his right hand into his pocket, he smiles his Joe Biden smile and answers the question, because they're telling him through this device what to say to answer the question.
All he has to do is to become a robot, just hook up, have his 5G hooked up. He just turns it on to his brain, and he plays robot for him. Folks, this is unbelievable what they're doing with this and this 5G. You know, Joe Biden, what are you talking about? I mentioned this to you off the air where they compromised. His wife and his son were killed in a rollover car crash. It's suicide. it's either the gun or the car crash. Now, if anybody goes back and looks at the congressional record, what he said no to him on, the New World Order, because he was kind of playing on our side for a while, all of a sudden he switched his vote. And that's what I heard from Spooks at the time, so that's where they got it, his first wife. So you need to go back. People need to go back and investigate Joe Biden and investigate his wife's Rover car crash and what he was voting on at the time as a U.S. congressman or senator, whatever he was, and that answered the question. And then watch how he actually voted, where he was publicly saying no, and then he came out and voted the other way. Go ahead, Jim.
Let me give your audience a clue. When Biden is answering, you know, using this device, he always looks down and away from the speaker because he's receiving instructions from his handlers on the what talking points to rattle off, and he's got to concentrate on that. He can't process also looking at the person he's debating or who is asking him questions. He can't make contact because it's too distracting. Now, within this framework, they're using the COVID to promote mail-in ballots. Here are the measures they're using. This is the game plan for the Democrats, which they mapped out after seeing, you know, the tremendous job Trump was doing and the way in which the American people respond to this guy. Use the pandemic to push for a nationwide vote-by-mail scheme. Enlist all the messengers at your disposal, Hollywood, corporate media, big tech, pro sports, to push for vote by mail. Get millions of questionable mail-in ballots into the system. See, they just have to be questionable. Send Democrat lawyers into key districts to fight for every challenge ballot. Use the courts and progressive election officials to keep the count going as long as possible, with as little verification as possible. Set expectations that the election will not be decided on November 3rd. Plan for mass protests in the street. Scare people into believing that Trump won't leave office should he attempt to challenge the results. You challenge the results in court with the help of election officials and district attorneys. George Soros has spent years getting elected. Let Chief Justice Roberts or the new justice pick the next president, or let Nancy Pelosi do it. If it's not settled by 20 January, the day of inauguration, Stu, the Constitution requires that the Speaker of the House of Representatives be made acting president. And you can imagine what would happen. It would be a bloodbath if Nancy Pelosi were ever allowed to be in that position. That's what's going on. Look around. You see the signs, confirmation everywhere.
Yep, you're correct. You're correct. And that's what they're pointing at. And believe me, hey, I don't know about you, Jim, but, you know, it comes to a certain point that when we know everything's fixed, everything's screwed, and we have to let it play out and not listen to the garbage, but we actually have to take control, you know? I mean, you were in the Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps. But, you know, I got this attitude, David and Goliath attitude, you know? It's like, we can go kick their butt, okay? Take names. Let someone else take their names. We'll kick ass. Okay? That's what it's all about, so. That day I see coming. I see it through the militias in this country. I see it through the people themselves, the patriots, the Americans that will stand up for the Constitution. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. And all these airheads that scream democracy, I just want to take and put my hands around their throat. You know, I'm so tired of all the garbage. And I think, Jim, everybody else is. And this whole vaccination program, that I heard this Gates character. I mean, I don't know why this guy's breathing. With all the people he's killed, and he's got murder warrants out there in India for him and everything else, arrest warrants for killing kids and all the people that vaccinations have done. This guy, he's sitting there on some program this past week, and he's sitting there blabbing this crap. I couldn't stand to look at him. I'd turn my head. His tongue kept wanting to come out of his teeth. Out through his tongue, the demon in him, this character. Man, I'm telling you what, he thinks, oh, we've been put off. He's there for population control. I'm convinced of it. He's their population control agent. That's all he is, him and who. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I just want to thank you for the chance to come on again with you, my friend. You're doing a great job keeping the public informed.
Do you have any other report you want to make?
This is what I wanted to say, Stu.
Okay, Jim, I thank you very much for coming on with me, buddy.
My pleasure, my friend.
Okay, give out your website real quick so everybody's got it in your
phone. Well, James Fetzer, jamesfetzer.org. I'm also on Twitter, at Jim Fetzer. I'm doing a daily news update called Need to Know. You can find it on my Twitter site, and there'll be, you know, a new one tomorrow. Monday, we're going to have the nomination tonight, and I do expect it will be Amy Comey Barrett, and that she will be confirmed. The Democrats don't have the votes. They can't stop it, but they're going to do everything they can to try to embarrass her, score political points. Stu, it's been a real pleasure.
Hey, thank you, Jim Fetzer. Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.